Not that big a deal.
Radio Free Weird. Put it in the car with Ron Babcock.
And sometimes James.
It kind of looks like the cover of Nevermind or something. I was like, okay, you're laying it on a little thick here, but fine.
Yeah, the 50s style. I got you. Okay.
Yeah. So it's cool.
That turquoise color. Yeah.
And then yesterday, because of my morning show, I lost the points for the week, and I had to be punished. My punishment, Jim, my producer, decided I would have to shave my beard into a mustache. You guys saw it if you watched our Facebook Live video yesterday.
Right.
I thought it looked good. Actually, universally, people on Facebook Live said, oh, that looks actually pretty good. That doesn't look bad. Even Rebecca Crockett, who more than loves criticizing me and my appearance.
Especially the facial hair.
Even said, oh, that doesn't look bad. So today, my son and I are out riding our bikes. It's a beautiful day here in Massachusetts. We're going to go ride our bikes. We go up to Cumberland Farms, which is the closest thing we have to Quick Trip here. We go to Cumberland Farms, we get some snacks, and then we ride around this area behind his school. There's like this reservoir, and there's a picnic park bench there, and we stop, and I was like, hey, you want to stop and eat our snacks here? And he's like, yeah. So we stop, get our snacks out. We're sitting there drinking, talking, laughing.
Like you do.
An older couple walks by, and they look at us, and they look specifically at Henry, and they go, are you okay? And I went, yeah, we're okay. And they, like, shushed me. I went, no, are you okay? And they pointed at Henry. They were, are you okay?
Seriously?
Yeah. And I was like, he's fine. And they were like, no, we want to hear it from him. And I was like, oh, okay. And Henry's like, I'm fine. And they're like, okay. Okay. And then they, like, walked away, like, looking over their shoulder. And I'm thinking, like, first of all, I look like the kid. It's obvious I'm his father. Second of all, it's not like I had when I was telling James the story earlier, it's like, did you have a bottle of wine out? And you were, like, giving him a back rub or something?
You're really tense today. Wow. Yeah,
oh, wow, buddy. You need to chill out.
Carrying all that tension in your shoulders, buddy.
Yeah, I get it. It's a tense time for all of us. It's not like I was wearing, like, a Cub Scout leader uniform, like tied in a knot around the navel or anything weird. It was just me dressed as I normally dress, but like I was like, it's probably the mustache. I bet it's the mustache.
It's not like you guys were arguing or like fake wrestling or something.
No, right.
So weird.
Like, take off your shirt so I can paint you. It wasn't anything weird.
Yeah, so that would bug me. Yeah.
So I go home and I tell Kate, I was like, I think I need to shave the mustache. I think you're right. She's like, why? I was like, I told her the story, and she goes, yeah, you need to shave the mustache. And then she stopped and remembered, this is the same woman who on Tuesday said, oh no, I think the bike looks cool. It looks retro. It looks like the cover of Nevermind. She goes, yeah, and probably the dorky bike doesn't help.
I love that woman.
I was like, you told me it was cool. And she's like, yeah, but then I saw you riding it.
Once I got the whole picture. Nah,
yeah, once I put good. It all together, I was like, nah, that dude. Yeah.
Like separately, these things are fine. All together, they're not good.
She's like, you don't look like a pedophile, but you definitely don't look like somebody that'd be hanging out with an 11-year-old.
Okay. You don't look trustworthy with children.
Yeah, you look like a
douchey. She just wanted you to get rid of the stash.
Well, yeah, but then she criticized the bike. She had the stash. In fact, she should have just doubled down on the stash. She said, yeah, cause I don't understand because the bike is so cool. I don't know what I did to hurt her. I don't know what I did other than marrying her. Giving her
sometimes
two children.
That's enough.
Sometimes that is enough. All right. Plus anyway,
you need to teach Henry that when somebody says stuff like that, to look at them and go, hey, I'm trying to get a dime bag here. Back off, bitch. Yeah. Okay. You're going to ruin my sale.
And then they would be like, what is a dime bag? Oh my God. I believe that's talking about a man's vagina.
It's called a mangina.
All right, it's time.
Mangina. Brennan.
It is time to start the list. The list is
Listo.
Best sequel, better than the original. Here is my first pick, and it is pick number one on the list.
Of Gotham, a new villain emerges.
You didn't invite me, so I crashed!
From the rooftops of Gotham, the perfect enemy.
All right, I knew that this would get a lot of hate, and I knew that you both would probably disagree with me, but I don't care. I'm still really not a huge fan of the first Batman movie, the Tim Burton one from 1989. I don't understand why it made so much freaking money and did so well. I do understand that Jack Nicholson as the Joker was great, but still, I think it's been proven that he wasn't that great because Heath Ledger and Joaquin Phoenix were so much better.
John, to me, Batman Returns, slut.
Batman Returns. The second Michael Keaton Batman movie, the second Tim Burton Batman movie with Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman, Danny DeVito as the Penguin, which you can't tell me that's not the most perfect casting of all time.
It is, and he did a really good, creepy-ass job as the Penguin.
Yep, he was great as a Penguin. And I think it's better than the original.
Michelle Pfeiffer was a good Catwoman.
Yep.
It was not better than the original.
I don't care. That's fine. That is your opinion. You can be wrong. I think it was better.
I mean, the first Batman had Bob, and he was Jack's number one guy.
Fuck yeah, he was. He was a badass. I loved it. I loved the first Batman.
Who's Bob?
He was his number one guy.
Okay. He was the Joker's number one guy. And when somebody talks shit to him, guess who was over his shoulder with a pistol pointing in their face? Yeah, Bob was.
I also didn't like them bringing back the whole, like, oh, the Joker killed Batman's parents. That was just stupid. Okay. Like, because there's only five people in Gotham, and obviously the Joker killed his parents.
John, you ignorant slut. So Batman,
also, it doesn't make any sense. So the Joker's, like, 60 years old?
Batman Returns.
Batman Returns. There you go. Better than Batman 1989. I don't care. You're all wrong. It is so much better.
Okay. James, would you like to go next?
I went second last time. You can go if you're into it.
All right. All right. My first pick for better than the original.
So much has happened since I last saw you. I lost my hammer like yesterday, so that's still pretty fresh.
And then I went on a journey of self-discovery. Where I met you.
Where are we?
You have no idea.
The goddess of death has invaded Asgard.
Thor Ragnarok.
What is it?
You know, I will 100% agree with you that this is
ravioli
better than the originals, because the originals suck.
I did not care for first two Thor movies at all.
Thor 1 is okay.
They weren't terrible movies. But
Thor 2 is a mess.
But, Thor Ravioli is by all accounts the best Thor movie. It's so good. It's funny and it's awesome and the action's great and yeah, it's a good story and absolutely my first pick.
I love that pick. Taiki Waititi, who also directed Jojo Rabbit this year, which is a fantastic movie, film of the year, as well as What We Do in the Shadows, which is one of my favorite all-time comedies of all time.
Eagle versus Shark, which is weird.
Versus Shark, which is really good too. Directed Thor Ragnarok, and I believe he's going to be directing the next Thor movie whenever that happens.
I believe that's accurate.
He's an absolute comedic genius. Really, really funny guy, and also plays. He's just the voice of what's his face in it, right?
Nick? The rock guy,
yeah, and the Mick, whatever his name is,
yeah,
yeah, Pistol
Korg,
Korg, thank you.
think.
Great, great movie. Great pick. And I loved the aesthetic of that movie too. It was so colorful and like 80s kind of. But one of the all-time classic, I think, when we look back at this period of the MCU that ended with Endgame, I think that the one thing we're all going to remember, like the one classic shot that is going to be remembered forever, is that shot of him on the bridge with wielding Mjolnir over his head with the Immigrant Song playing with the lightning. And oh my God, it's so cool.
No, and the from the soon as the movie starts and he's like hanging from the chain and the demon's like telling him he's gonna, and he's like, hold on, I gotta turn around. Yeah,
hold on.
He's
hold
like,
on.
Yeah, I'm not doing this on purpose. I'm really not. I'm very interested in what you have to say. I was dying. I was like, this is gonna be awesome.
Well, and for those of you who think like Dyke, that the girl Ghostbusters sucked, the Ghostbusters from 2015, I'm not going to disagree with you. It wasn't a great movie. But Taiki, how do you say his name, James? I always say it wrong.
Taika
Waititi. He said that he watched that movie over and over again because he realized how funny Chris Hemsworth is. He's like, he had some pretty good comedic beats in other Avengers movies and the first Thor, but he realized this guy's like really funny. Like he's got perfect, like natural comic timing. And that's why Thor Ragnarok's also so fucking funny.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. All right. So that goes on number two. Great one.
All right. James, your pick?
This is one that, for whatever reason, didn't occur to me when I was looking through, but somebody suggested it, and it is absolutely correct. First one's great. Second one's kind of subpar. Third one, fantastic. After that, not really worth watching. And my first pick is Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Die Hard,
very good pick.
With a Vengeance is somewhere on here. There it is. Oh, sorry, it's at the bottom. Die Hard with a Vengeance. They didn't even call it Die Hard number 3.
Of a mastermind of terror.
I want to play a game with Lieutenant McLean.
What kind of game?
Simon Says.
The path to revenge leads straight to John McLean.
If we don't do what this guy says, he's going to blow up another public
place. Why me? What's he got to do with me?
I have no idea. He just said it had to be you.
Nice to be needed.
Simon Says, get to the payphone in Wall Street Station by 10:20, or the number 3 train and its passengers vaporize.
I'm not jumping through hoops for some psycho. That's a white man with white problems. You deal with
it. By the way, I believe in 1994 or 5 is when that movie came out, whichever it was. That was Jeremy Irons, like his peak period. He was in The Lion King as Scar and then Die Hard with a Vengeance as... 95 as Hans Gruber's brother. And oh my God, I mean, nobody thought that anybody could be as good as Hans Gruber villain in Die Hard. And Jeremy Irons is perfect. He's great. I think he's better than Hans Gruber.
When he goes in all smoozy under the bank and everything.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
I mean, I kind of think that they're equal. I think that they're both great movies in their own right. I'm hard pressed to say that Die Hard 3 is better
than the
first one.
I agree with James on this one. This was going to be my next pick.
But I'm fine with it. I don't disagree so hard that I have a problem with it. Die Hard 3 is great. And
the first one he's stuck in Nakatomi Plaza, and then this one it's the opposite because they have him going all over the place.
I like that it wasn't at Christmas.
Right, and the combination with him and Samuel L. Jackson was great, and yeah, like you said, Jeremy Irons, and the whole movie was fantastic.
There's that scene toward the end, and they finally meet, and you know, Jeremy Irons has his nefarious plan to kill John McClane and Zeus.
Yeah.
Which is Samuel L. Jackson's character.
Man, and by the way, Samuel Jackson's peak period, too. He had Pulp Fiction, he was in Jurassic Park, and then he was in Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not really been too off-peak since then. So.
Yeah, true. He's done pretty well for himself.
But there's the scene, and Bruce Willis is like, what the hell? He's like, they said you didn't even like your brother. And Jeremy Irons is like, yeah, there's a difference between not liking one's brother and not caring when some dumb Irish flat foot throws him off a building.
it is great. And I hate to say it, but also it might be better because his wife wasn't in the movie at all. Not that there was anything wrong with the actress, but I just felt like their relationship had been played out by that point. Like there was no
Bonnie Bedelia.
Yeah, there was no reason to keep. Wasn't he trying to
call her on the phone?
He was trying to call her like he calls her at the end, but
and then he gets her on the line, and then he realizes where they're headed.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he hangs up. Hanging and she's on like, the line. John, God damn it! And that was it. I think not that this factors in, but if there's a movie that is better than its sequels, Jesus, Die Hard with a Vengeance is better than the later Die Hard movies, which are just terrible. There's an episode of The Office where Michael Scott sums up perfectly what is wrong with the Die Hard 4 and 5 movies. And he said, you know, in the first movie, John McClane is like a regular guy. He shoots open the window and then he has to walk over the broken glass and then he has to pull the glass out of his feet and he's in pain and he's bleeding and he's like a regular guy.
Yeah.
But then by the fourth movie, he's like jumping a helicopter he's jumping a motorcycle into a helicopter and he's like a superhero. It's like they lost sight of what makes Die Hard Die Hard, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Scott.
It's hard for him to die, but it's not impossible.
Yeah. All right, Die Hard, which the Die Hard movies are up there with me for great movies with a terrible name, with Star Wars. Like, why Star Wars? Like, that's just the most generic, dumbass. Granted, there were wars in space, but you could have even, like, space battle. You could have called it anything. It was just a dumb, generic.
Star Wars is...
Yeah, filler name, and Die Hard's the same thing. Like, how does that describe it at all? No. No. All right, so that's number three. Very good pick. And
no, but every time there's a discussion about Die Hard, all I can think about is the fact that, you know, they contractually had to offer that part to Frank Sinatra, who was like 70-some years old at the time.
Right, and he was like...
And he said no. I was like, wouldn't it be great if he said yes? We're like, hey, come on, boys, we're going to Hollywood. We're gonna make a fucking movie.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
And just to see a 73-year-old man with bloody feet kicking the window and hanging from the side of the I don't know, would have been good.
All right, next pick is mine, and I'm sticking with the theme here. I'm not going to stick with it after this because there's not much more I can do. But this one.
You've changed things. Forever. There's no going back. See to them. You're just a freak.
Like me.
Nothing. No name, no other alias. Clothing is custom. Nothing in his pockets but knives and lint.
Evening, Commissioner. Why so serious?
There you go. Dark Knight, which Batman Begins was decent. And it was good that it existed to reboot that franchise after Joel Schumacher... ate it, vomited it up, then ate the vomit, then shit out the vomit, then ate the shit, and then vomited the shit back up, and then
two girls in a cup on that thing.
Oh my God, it was disgusting what he did to those movies. Horrible. And George Clooney is somehow blameless in it.
What was the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger? It was a damn musical without singing.
I believe it was Batman and Robin.
Yeah, there was dancing, there was everything except actual singing.
Oh, and the puns. I think that came out when I was like in the fifth or sixth grade. And I was just like, this is just terrible. Like, what are the ice to see you? You know what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age. No, it didn't. That doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't even track. Anyway.
It's pretty bad when the movie's made for, you know, 12-year-old kids, and you were a 12-year-old kid, and even you were going, this sucks.
No. Yeah. No. Hard right. pass.
Yeah, hard pass.
Batman Forever was okay.
Was that the one with Val Kilmer?
Yeah. It was campy, but I didn't remember
any of it. It was Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah, it wasn't great, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. And the thing that blows my mind about that is, have you ever seen 8mm?
Yeah.
Yes.
Joel Schumacher did that. Joel Schumacher's
a good director. Yeah.
Dark, that's gritty right. shit. Right. And he's like, no, want to go campy as fuck.
Yeah, he said he was trying to redo Batman. He was trying to make it less gritty and trying to make it more like the 60s TV show.
I liked Jim Carrey's Riddler that was a lot, decision. And I liked that part of the story. Tommy Lee Jones just felt uncomfortable as Two-Face.
Here's the problem with both of them. Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face and Jim Carrey as the Riddler were both playing the Joker.
Yeah, true.
They both had their like, you know, instinctful. They were Two-Face, so we had the coin flip thing, and the Riddler had his riddles. But they're both playing this manic lunatic who is not what their characters, respectively, to the comics and to the canon are. They're not crazy and manic like the Joker. Yeah, but they were both playing the Joker, especially Tommy Lee Jones. He's laughing through the whole fucking movie.
Yeah,
what's so funny? You're about to crash a helicopter. That's hilarious.
Speaking of the Joker, we talked before about the Michael Keaton's Batman and the Jack Nicholson made the Joker cool. Yeah. And God, what's his name? I can't think of it. Heath Ledger made the Joker scary.
Yeah, that's true. Because, yeah, Nicholson's
Joker was cool.
Yeah.
And you know, the Joker was the Joker before. He was just fun. And then all of a sudden, the Joker was this really cool dude. And then, yeah, when Heath Ledger did it, you're like, okay, that guy's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The whole magic trick and the just not giving a shit.
And we shouldn't forget how good the score is in that movie. Hans Zimmer's score is amazing. That corkscrew up your spine thing that he does when the Joker's doing something horrifying. I mean, it is, I remember I can watch it now and just like appreciate it, but I remember watching it in a theater. I think I went to see it by myself, and I remember watching it in a theater, like getting like sweaty palms and shit. Like, it really was bothering me.
The only movie I can really recall feeling that way about in theaters was Foxcatcher.
Yeah, that's a disturbing movie.
Because
I still haven't watched
it. I knew how it was going to end, but like, I felt uneasy the entire time watching that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and I'm not sure that end. That may have been the first thing. It's kind of blurry where I was like, oh, no, okay, yeah, there's more to Channing Tatum than I realized. Okay.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him. All right, so The Dark Knight goes on the list. That's
number four.
Number four on the list. Number
five is my pick.
Okay.
And I'm going with technically the third, but kind of the second.
Age of Darkness.
May God have mercy upon your souls.
Something's wrong. Something's amiss.
And a time of evil.
You shall die!
When the world needed a hero.
This one was old.
I don't want to die!
What it got was him.
Groovy. Your shoelace is untied.
He's a 20th century guy.
For that arrogance, I shall see you dead.
Trapped in the Middle Ages.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. This is my boomstick!
Now, let's talk about how I get back home.
Foretold by a mystical book.
Within its pages are passages that can send you back to your time.
Forewarned by a wise man.
You must recite the words Klaatu, Berata, Nictu.
I got it!
Fulfilled by a wise guy.
Klaatu, Berata, Nictu!
Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness. Great pick.
Evil Dead 2 was definitely better than Evil Dead 1.
Evil Dead 1 is weird and scary.
And
it's not even that scary. It's like annoying. Like that witch that's just screaming the whole time. Like, well, Katie
Evil
and I
Dead
watched 2
is
it.
Just Evil Dead done with better production values, right?
Right. Yeah, right. It's like film school movie and then actual movie.
It's what Desperado was to El Mariachi.
Yes. Yeah, that's
it's
fair.
Essentially the same story, but with better and actors and better
Evil production. Dead 2, but it's easier to watch. Evil Dead, the first one is just like, oh my God. Like, for some reason, about 10 or 15 years ago, Katie had this thing where she wanted to watch like classic scary, well, classic at the time, I guess, whatever, scary movies like from the 80s and 70s and shit. So we watched like the original Wes Craven, Last House on the Left, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And you know how much I love horror movies. So this was a fun time in my life. And then we watched the Evil Dead movies. And the first one, I literally was like, I can't watch this anymore. She's like, why? It's like, it's just gross and bad. And that woman screaming is driving me insane. I had the same exact reaction to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I was like, oh my God, which I get it. You're being chased by Leatherface, but could you stop screaming for a second? And then just Evil Dead 2 is more palatable because I think he, like Sam Raimi, was like, let's just tone it down a little bit. But Army of Darkness is I think, the easily the best of
it. Oh, and it's Evil Dead 2, they brought humor into it, which made a big difference. Mm-hmm. But Army of Darkness is hilarious.
Yes.
And they leaned into it.
They did.
Yeah, it's so good. And they just let Bruce Campbell, Ash, they just let him go.
Yeah.
Like, he's just hilarious. The whole I love the movie. So yeah, that's my pick.
Apparently, you get more out of it if you watch the television version of Army of Darkness, because they added all the deleted scenes back in.
Really?
Yeah. So if you watch like the DVD, you're actually unless you watch the deleted scenes on the DVD, pretty much all of the deleted scenes are added into the television version of the movie.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Forgive me if I'm wrong. Isn't there like a TV show for this too? But Ash and the Evil Dead.
Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Ash.
Is it any good? Have either of you seen it?
I have not seen it.
I think it might be on Netflix.
I do know that
I watched a couple episodes. It was funny. It was one of those things that I got sidetracked and never finished.
I do know that there was a show on Hulu I was watching called Stan versus Evil that reminded me a lot of the whole Army of Darkness.
I remember Stan versus Evil. That's a really good show. Have you ever seen that, James?
Funny as hell. Yeah, it's Dr. Cox.
That actually seems like something that you would like.
Dr. Cox in the Evil Dead.
Yeah, it's Dr. Cox in the Evil Dead. It's a little bit like Evil Dead and a little bit Dale and Tucker or Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yeah, and there's a woman sheriff who's really hot.
Yeah, it's really funny. That was a really good show.
Yeah, 3 seasons of Ash versus Evil Dead available on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Kick ass. I'm going to have to watch that. I'm putting that on my list.
All righty.
Speaking of Dr. Cox, that podcast I mentioned a few weeks ago with Zach Braff and Donald Faison.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like it's a retrospective of Scrubs.
Oh, is it? That's a whole.
Yeah, it's like them doing so it's commentary like, on episodes.
Like the Office girls or whatever with Pam and Angela from The Office. They have a podcast. And so they're. Okay, so like you watch it. So do you watch it along with like an episode of Scrubs then?
I think so.
I don't know how because I've never done this, but I would actually love to do that. Like that's really cool if it syncs up and it's I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember when John C. McGinley made you cry here.
Again,
he wasn't supposed to, but he did because he's awesome.
Just tugged at your heartstrings.
Tugs at my something. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna go get something to drink, and then we'll be back with James's next pick for our list of the sequels that are better than the originals, and which is the best of the sequels that is better than the originals. It makes sense in my head.
Most best goodest there.
Wow, I got lost there. So
here we go. Going to break. Hey, everybody. It's Jonathan. The guy who was just talking to you. And I'm just talking to you now about my good buddy, Cody Akins at AkinsPCRepair.com. Repairing PCs is obviously in the title. So if you need computer repairs, he's the guy to go to. Also, if you need your phone repaired, or if your phone's just running slow, or if the camera's not working, maybe you dropped it in the toilet, but you don't want to admit it. Cody's seen everything. So you can, it's almost like going to a doctor. You can take your phone to him. You can take your laptop to him. You can tell him the truth, or you can lie to him. Whatever it is, he's going to figure out what's wrong with it, and he's going to be able to fix it. But he also sells amazing stuff in his eShop. He's got these cell helmet cases and screen protectors in there that are, and I hate to use this term because they're very scientific, but they're like magic. And I say that because I am the kind of person who goes through a phone every 1.5 years. And in fact, I did upgrade my phone just because I am a trend hound and decided I wanted a new iPhone. And when I took my iPhone that was almost 3 years old to the Apple store and I traded it in, you know, to get my new iPhone for a little bit cheaper, they looked at it and were like, this thing is in pristine condition. So if you want to wow the geniuses at the Apple Bar or the geniuses at AT&T or any genius, go to my genius, Cody Akins at AkinsPCRepair.com. Go to his e-store. You can find those cell helmet products there. They are absolutely phenomenal. They will save you so much money in the long run. If you're worried, maybe you got a new phone, you're worried about hurting it or that the case that you bought, that OtterBox or whatever, isn't good enough. Cell helmet, I guarantee you is, and they guarantee it is. It comes with a money back guarantee. So go to AkinsPCRepair.com. Make my computer guy your computer guy at AkinsPCRepair.com. James has picked number 5 for our list of the best.
No, James has picked number 6.
James has picked number 6 for our list of the sequels that are better than the originals.
Okay, this one, it's like a sequel of a spinoff, kind of, I guess.
Sure.
It was the most recent, presumably the last Hugh Jackman go-round as Wolverine. A little ditty called Logan.
Logan, what did you do?
Charles, the world is not the same as it was. Mutants. Gone now.
You tie in with last week.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain. The only thing
probably a lot of this
real.
Not a whole lot of dialogue in this.
Great pick in a great movie. I don't. Which? What is it better than? I guess all of the terrible Wolverine movies. Which
yeah,
I never
the
X Men
Origins. It's yeah. probably the best X Men movie.
Yeah, I would argue it is. Yeah.
The only problem I had with the movie is I felt like Marvel went, let's just keep saying fuck. They seem to like that.
Yeah, let's Deadpool this shit up.
It was actually Fox. Yeah,
and that's coming from me.
Yeah, I was fine with that. I thought
it wasn't even Marvel.
I thought it was a little. I liked it, and the reason I liked it is because Wolverine is a gritty character. I mean,
yeah, it was the first time you got
dark.
To see him really embrace, like toward the end when they're in the woods and he just goes apeshit.
Yes,
and
oh
just
my god, he's ripping people
the fuck
apart.
Out of people.
God. And that little girl in that movie is the most badass little character that has ever been in any superhero movie. Where she's got the thing coming out of her foot that she's just like kicking guys in the head with. Oh my god. She's awesome.
Her adamantium foot claw.
Yeah. great pick. I love it because and man, the new X-Men movies, I know. I think Rod, you kind of hate them all.
I'm very disappointed in X-Men. The first two X-Men movies were really good. And then after that, it started going weird. And then I kept thinking, there's more people than just fucking Wolverine. Like, there's all these great characters. And this
I
awesome.
I liked First Class, and I liked Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
But anything I've seen after that has been kind of garbage.
And the timeline got so convoluted. And
Yeah,
their timeline was super messy. Apocalypse and Dark Phoenix were fine.
Were they?
You know, if you didn't go in with really high expectations, they were what they were.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with a movie like Logan, though, is it sets your expectations high for what they can do.
I don't generally. That's why I'd be a terrible film critic because I want to like movies.
Yeah.
I get that.
So
I don't know.
You're talking about the only guy that defends the prequels.
Yeah.
Like
no, because
if it's a legitimate turd, I'll call it a turd. But I can usually find a redeeming quality in a movie.
Because I kind of feel like that too. But if I paid to go see it, if I'm just watching it, I'm like, ugh. If I pirated it, then I'm like, oh my god, this sucks. Why did I waste? Why did I expose myself to possible FBI prosecution?
not that you have ever done that.
No, not that I would ever do that or yeah. go to piratebay.com to do it.
John is your attorney. I advise you to stop. You
stop talking? Okay, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I haven't done it lately.
Allegedly.
Since I started making money.
Allegedly, you have never done that.
No, never. Never, not once. Not in the past. Certainly not.
Yeah, it's just too much work, and now it's too easy to find stuff easier.
Yeah.
To just, like, for free, to just watch it somewhere.
Anyway, Logan, great movie. and a really good pick. I like it a lot. That's I think I would agree. I think the best of all the X-Men movies, and I don't know why they haven't.
Agree.
I mean, unless you consider Deadpool to be an X-Men movie, which it isn't, because he's an ancillary character at best. But
no,
I mean,
and it's so X-Men, great how they make fun of the fact that it's that the X-Men aren't there and stuff.
Right. Yeah. So all right, there we go. That's pick number six.
Pick six.
Next one is mine, and it is, oh, Tom Brady's here. What did you say about pick six? Sorry. All right.
He's got his Gronk back.
Yeah, he's got his Gronk back, but did you hear the other Tom Brady story from last week?
Were you in trouble for being in a park?
He went to a park to work out because, you know, he lives in a 33,000 square foot mansion. Obviously, there's no room in there for him to work out, and it was Derek Jeter's mansion, so obviously I'm sure there's no exercise equipment in there.
There's an entire gym and probably a racquetball court.
No, but Thursday, listen to what happened. Thursday, he was going to his offensive coordinator's house, walked into this house, and drops his duffel bag, and he goes, hello, and some voice goes, who the fuck's there? And he's like, it's me, Tom. And the guy's like, you're in the wrong house, motherfucker. And he goes, what? And the guy's like, you're in the wrong house. I don't. And the guy like comes around the stairs. He's like, holy shit, you're Tom Brady. But by that point, Tom Brady picked up his bag and then I would say ran. But the best Tom Brady can do at 43 years old is gingerly sprint out the door. And not that he was ever a very fast quarterback ever, but gingerly sprint out the door and was at the next house by the time the guy got out there. So the guy was like, funny. He's lucky I wasn't armed because I totally would. This is Florida. Like, maybe you could get away with something like that in Boston, but Florida, we're all packing heat. Like, and let's be honest, if that wasn't Tom Brady, if that had been, I don't know, Lamar Jackson, he'd be dead. I'm not saying anything bad about Florida. But I totally am saying that they're racist. I'm just saying. Oh, you're a white guy. That's okay. Thank God. Thank God. Thank
I'm going to take a minute to realize, oh, you're Tom Brady.
Oh. Anyway.
Number seven
is mine. And,
your pick.
I'm going with this one. Another kind of controversial one.
The future.
Where? Back to the future.
Are we back?
We're back.
What do you mean we're in the future?
October 21st, 2015.
Marty, we're going to be able to see our wedding.
Wow. The future. I got to check this out, Doc.
There you go. Back to the Future Part 2. It's not a generational thing, but it's like a 4-year different thing. James, there was, and Rod, you might remember this too, there was an episode of Mr. Show where there was a bit, was like, yeah, well, I'm a child of the late 70s. We had Star Wars, not a child of the mid 80s where you had that Return of the Jedi bullshit.
Yeah,
well, as I was into Star Wars, you're into Empire Strikes Back. I like the Go-Go's. You're into that Bangles shit.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it was. That was like me and my brothers. My brother was 4 years older than me, and he like loved the first Back to the Future. And I was like, no, Back to the Future is a lot better. We would argue about that all the time. I was like, Back to the Future, they go to the future. Like, at least the the title's in it. And he's like, he went to the future in the first one because he was in the past. I was like, just shut up with your semantics.
I personally like the first one better, and I'm probably the only person that likes the third one a lot.
Katie likes the third one a lot. So good job in having the same taste as my god awful wife.
Yeah.
I say that fully knowing she's going to listen to this, and then in 3 weeks she's going to go, "What the fuck?"
You're just going to be standing there one, and she's just going to sack tap you real solid.
No, it is great because she's always like a couple weeks behind on the podcast, but she does eventually listen, and then like
mean god awful, you son of a fuck.
And I'll have no idea what happened. And I'm laughing at it now because it's hilarious.
Dude, he gets smacked.
Do girls know the power of the sack tap?
She does.
Oh, that's okay. Cool.
Believe me. Oh, yeah. If you're married long enough, you learn that power.
Because that little glancing blows it.
Yep, I would rather somebody just rear back and kick me in the nuts than just take their finger and lightly flick it. You know what I mean?
That glancing back of that backhand flip.
Yeah.
Anyway. You can feel it. You can feel it even though it's not happening. Like you know it. Alan Silvestri did the
Back to the Future score. You guys are making me uncomfortable.
Yes, Adam Silvestri, which everybody thinks is John Williams. But if you can't afford John Williams, you get
Alan
Silvestri, who also did Mac and Me.
all the Marvel movies.
And all the Marvel... No, he's a good... He's a really good... hold on. He did all the Marvel movies, and really? I think was nominated for an Oscar for one of them.
Avengers, Captain America, whole shebang. Let's see.
Yeah. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Yeah, again, when you can't afford John Williams, you get Alan Silvestri. And he did that Back to the Future 2, and they couldn't because John Williams did the first one, right?
Predator. No, I think Alan Silvestri is on all of them.
No, he's not.
No.
Okay. Yeah,
gotta go back in time.
He also did the music for Judgment Night and Forrest Gump. That's the best example of couldn't afford John Williams, so you get Alan Silvestri. But also Mac and Me, because they were just ripping off E.T. And they're like, well, what's the ripoff of John Williams? anyway, and Back to the Future 2.
Paul Rudd will go on Conan with it.
All right.
I love Back to the Future 2. I love the hoverboards. I loved the flying car. Everything in that movie.
There was a lot more memorable. A lot more memorable things in Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, and my brother and I would argue over it, but I mean, I love the first Back to the Future as well. I don't think it's as bad as Star Wars versus Empire, which obviously Empire is such a step up from Star Wars, but Back to the Future is a great movie from beginning to end. I just like the aspects of Back to the Future 2 more. I like that they get into like time travel theory. I like, or whatever bullshit Hollywood
movie,
travel theory.
I have seen Back to the Future 1 way more than any of the others. So I think it's maybe a bias based on familiarity.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd say I definitely see the first one more than the others.
Nope, I've seen two more because it was like a thing with me and my cousin. We would watch like every weekend. We would watch Back to the Future 2. I could quote that movie just about from beginning to end. So, all right, Back to the Future 2 goes on the list. That was number 7. And Rod, you have the next one
with the Ocho.
Okay,
halfway there, baby.
Number 8.
Great one.
Across America and throughout.
Third in the series.
Take it, Russ.
This holiday
absolutely
season,
the best.
The Griswolds are going to play it safe.
Clark, we're stuck under a truck. Oops.
They're staying at home.
I give you the Griswold family Christmas tree.
Hope you're not getting sap all over your sweater, Clark.
All Clark wants is a quiet, old-fashioned Christmas.
Sorry. Oops. Got a little knot here. You can work on that.
What he's going to get is the gift that keeps on living.
Merry Christmas.
His family.
We didn't come to impose.
Oh, have us play your room.
Do you sleep with your brother? Do you know how sick and twisted that is, Mom?
Well, I'm sleeping with your father.
Have you got a kiss for me?
You better take a rain check on that, Art. He's got lip fungus they ain't identified yet.
No holiday could ever be more deeply touching.
is this?
We were gonna call, but Eddie wanted to make it a surprise.
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
we're really gonna fly down the hill with this stuff.
So gently moving.
Christmas vacation.
Christmas vacation. Perfect. Very good.
The first vacation's great, but the Christmas vacation is like, it's the best one. It's the funniest. It's the, they
Europeans
did it all right.
Good.
No, oh my God. I've watched it quite a few times, but it is not good. And it's the worst two kids.
It's the third. And I was like, what is he talking about? The third. And then I remembered that the European vacation existed. And I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
Why don't we just say it's the second? Why do we even say?
Just disavow European vacation.
Yeah, it is so bad. Those kids were like ugly too. Like I hate.
Yeah, they were the worst too.
I hate judging it based on that, but they were like just really like the kid who played Randy, just like his face just looked like it was made out of dog food or something. That's a weird analogy, but it did.
Yeah.
It's gross.
2 years gross. Difference between Vacation and European.
Really?
Yeah. Directed by Amy Heckerling. Wow, that's a dark mark on her.
And
filmography.
Amy Heckerling. Wow, yeah.
Beverly D'Angelo went downhill.
Yeah. Did John Hughes write European Vacation?
Screenplay. Him and Robert Klein.
That's sad. No, I mean one of the funniest. One of my favorite scenes of all time is from European Vacation. Christmas Vacation.
I was going to say, really?
No, it's all bad. Christmas Vacation, and it's all because, I mean, the movie's great, but when Cousin Eddie shows up, it just goes from great to spectacular.
That was just Randy Quaid being Randy Quaid.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't even in the script. It was. No. Cousin Eddie has a plate in his head. When did that start? Yeah, every time Catherine would rev up the microwave, I'd piss my pants and forget who I was for half an hour. It's just.
I guess Anthony Michael Hall was too big of a draw by 85. They couldn't get him back.
Yeah,
well, so I think Johnny at that point I don't know between one and two, but by the third one, it was like a thing to have different kids.
Each time. Yeah. Well, I mean, they picked two decent actors for Christmas Vacation too. They have Johnny Galecki from Roseanne and Julia
Natural Born Killer.
What's her face? What's her name?
Natural Julia, Born Killer.
Yes, Natural Born Killer girl. Juliette Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
That's her name. Thank you.
That's the one. Harold Ramis did the first one.
He directed the first one?
Oh, that's right.
Yep. John Hughes screenplay?
Yeah. Have you ever read the short story that it's based on? It's fucking crazy. It's only like, I don't know, it's like a 15-minute read, but it's really funny. Yeah, it's really weird and messed up. Like his dad's just like the psychopath, and it's really funny to read too. Because if you read it and you think about, wait, this is like from, because the movies are from Clark's perspective, really,
right?
But the story is from like the kid's perspective, and like from the kid's perspective, dad's out of his mind. All right,
sorry, folks, bar's closed.
Moose outside. Oh, I told you.
So great.
All right, who's got the next one?
That's me.
All right. Yes. Number nine.
Going with, and this might be the best, like, the first one sucks. I've tried, and I can't. The second one's pretty legit, and that's the one I think of, that's the aesthetic I think of, and it's the Road Warrior.
Oh, all right.
Nice. Original Mad Max, that movie's not good.
No, it's not. But I've watched it many times.
I think I saw Road Warrior first. And I was like, "Oh, cool! That guy's fucking. That's badass." All right, Mel Gibson.
I did the same thing. I was like, "Oh, that's a sequel."
Or at least I don't know about it.
Watch the first one.
I think you
kind of, and then you go, "Oh."
I think you kind of know that they realize that the sequel is better than the original if they don't you know, have if the title has nothing to do with the original, right? Because it's just The Road Warrior, which makes you think, wow, this is a totally different movie than Mad Max.
In the future, cities will become deserts.
Sounds right.
Roads will become battlefields.
Wow. Reasonable.
And the hope of mankind.
Is that Newt?
Will appear as a stranger.
Yeah.
All right. So the Road Warrior. Is that the little girl from Aliens?
Hold on. It was a little girl from Aliens. Australian?
I don't remember. Maybe. Let me look it up. Does it really look like Newt? I never put that together before.
The Road Warrior was cool. Like you said, Mad Max was not a good movie. And The Road Warrior wasn't like an award-winning film by any means, but it was so cool. But I never understood why they always said his car was the last of the V8s. I'm like, I'm watching these chase scenes. All those cars are V8s.
No, it's not the same girl. It really looks like her. All right. And I really liked Fury Road. I know, Rod, you hate it.
I don't. Okay.
I thought Fury Road was great.
The thing I've always tried to explain to you, I liked. There were things in the movie I liked, but there was no movie. There was no story. There was nothing. It was just a 90-minute chase scene, which was really cool. And it was a kick-ass 90-minute chase scene. But as far as why would they even call it Mad Max? It was just...
I mean, because it was Mad Max. It was the same world. And
it is kind of cool that the same guy played the toe cutter that played the whatever he was called in this one. I don't remember in Fury Road. The crazy evil guy that, you know.
The head guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Morton same guy. Joe.
Morton Joe, right.
Yeah, Morton Joe was played by the same guy that played the toe cutter.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't dislike Beyond Thunder. Beyond Thunderdome's fucking weird, though.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
You get Tina Turner involved. I don't know.
Yeah, it goes very strange.
We don't need another hero.
Yeah, and all the kids in the records.
Airplane.
And white painted faces. It was all very strange.
All right. So
we're giving a shout out to the Abbos.
Yeah.
Next one is mine. What are we on? Number 9?
Number 10.
Number 10. Number 10.
Road Warrior is a good pick. I like that.
That's a good one. Yep. Next one is mine. It's time to stop fucking around and get down into some really good shit here.
Oh, well.
I just watched this film last night with my fucking family.
Oh, well, yeah.
Fucking love this fucking movie.
Swear about it and everything.
Yeah, that's right. We fucking are.
Fucking A.
It's great here. Love this movie. It's coming. You just wait.
I'm excited.
Red light mean it's going.
I've been cold. I've been hungry. Now for a while, I guess most of my dreams have come true.
Okay, I don't know if you can tell. It's Toy Story 3.
Randy Newman.
I was going to say, it's Randy Newman. That's what
love
it is.
All the Toy Story movies except for the fourth one, which I thought was okay at best. I don't know why people liked it so much. Toy Story 1
was okay.
Is fantastic and introduce you to this whole different world of like the toys come to life, and that whole aspect of it's really cool, and I love the characters. But Toy Story 3,
I thought 2 was better than 1. I really did.
I thought 2 was better than 1 as well. Yeah, I think they got better, and then 3 I think is the best of all of them. And here's my reason why. 3 deals, I think it was perfect if you were a kid who grew up watching Toy Story. Then by the time you get to 3, you're like, oh wait, that's me now, that's me moving on and growing up and putting my childhood aside.
That's what the whole movie's about. Yeah, the timeline. Yeah,
that is that shift from that transition and how painful that transition is on everybody, on you, on your parents, on even I guess your fucking toys. I love Toy Story 3. The beginning of the movie where they have like the whole train chase scene and it gets really like hyper realistic with him playing with his toys. I could watch that. If that was just a Toy Story movie where it's just Andy playing with his toys, they should make that. If they're going to make a Toy Story sequel, just make that. I just want to see that. But I love Toy Story 3. Ned Beatty is as Lotso.
Yeah.
Bear is
really good.
Great. And it's one of the few movies that
if they hadn't already had a pig, they should have made Ned Beatty be a pig.
Somebody already made him a pig, made him squeal like one anyway. Such a hot movie. Anyway, so anyway, point is, one of the few movies that my 3-year-old will actually sit through is Toy Story 3. So that goes on the list.
Who was the pig?
It's John.
The Cheers guy.
Cheers guy. Fuck him. Why can't I remember his name? I want to say Krasinski, and I know that's not right because that's the guy from The Office.
Yeah, it's not Normie, but it's
damn it,
Wallace Shawn's the T Rex.
Yeah,
the inconceivable T Rex.
John Ratzenberger.
Okay,
John Ratzenberger, who's in every Pixar movie in one way or another, and he's great. So there you go. Toy Story 3 goes on the list at number 10. And then he's got number 11.
I have number 11, and I'm really torn. I have two picks left, and I'm looking at my
Natalie
list
and Bruce
here.
Lee, you're just torn.
And
like the perfect sky.
You know what? I'm gonna do this one.
The incident that happened at the Two Pines Wedding Chapel that put this whole gory story into motion has since become legend.
That woman deserves her revenge, and we deserve to die.
Kill Bill Volume 2.
Killed a hell of a lot of people to get to this point.
I liked it better than the first one. The first one was really good. I was
torn on whether to include this one or not because
the first one had the anime stuff that was awesome and it had all the you know the crazy 88 and all that. But man, I thought the second one was much cooler.
I thought so, like almost like in putting it in drug terms. Kill Bill 1 is cocaine or meth. And Kill Bill 2 is heroin or marijuana. It's just Kill Bill 1 is so like ratcheted up and like high speed and like intense. Yeah. And then 2 is very like laid back almost comparatively and philosophical and a lot of flashbacks.
But yeah, you still have
it's world building. It's world and it's really kind of I don't know Tarantino turning convention on its ear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's they just kind of throw you in the first one, and then they kind of tell you why in the second one.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's very, you're right. It's very, it's almost Pulp Fiction-y in the fact that it's out of order.
Yeah, I like that.
Every sequel is more amped up than the first one, and this is totally the opposite.
Like, because Kill Bill 1 is John Wick, essentially.
Right,
yeah.
It's just balls to the wall.
Especially that scene with the crazy 88 is definitely a John Wick type of thing, yeah.
And there were people that were completely butthurt with two. They're like, it wasn't the same. It's like, yeah, but
yeah, she wasn't
it's what
slicing
you needed.
Up 88 dudes. Yeah, I thought two was great.
Same, yeah.
I thought one of the greatest Tarantino speeches is the speech
the Superman speech
that David
Carradine
David Carradine gives about how he couldn't let her be Clark Kent and. That just pretending to be a human being and being weak and pretending to be, he couldn't stand to see that.
That is pretty good.
Great. And then also the scene where she goes upstairs and they start playing that remix of the zombie song and no one told me about her. And she finds out that her daughter's still alive. I mean, like it was just the perfect marriage of of scene and song.
Not to mention
Tarantino's so good at.
Plucks that bitch's eye out in the trailer.
Oh, so good. Yeah. Plucks her other one out.
You fucking bitch.
God, I love that. It's one of those things that you're just like, whoa, shit, that did not just happen.
And we never know. Did she die? I mean, she just...
It's implied, but it's not
because of the
there's the snake in there. She ain't got no friggin' eyes. She's, you know, flailing around.
In a trailer in the desert. Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Kill Bill Volume 2.
Good pick. Love it. Love it. All right, James.
Okay. Am I gonna go with here? You know what? Fuck, let's go with Gremlins 2, the new batch.
Gremlins 2, the new batch.
Good pick. Okay.
It was, what are you on, 12 here?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, here we go. It's gonna play, I promise. It's just taking forever. I don't know why.
El Doso Gremlinos.
We fucking tune.
Not to feed them after midnight. We told you to keep them away from the light. And the most important warning of all, we told you to never, ever get them wet. You didn't listen.
They're mutating.
Sir, is the building on fire?
No, no, that's a false alarm.
I love that guy.
He's the quintessential 80s scumbag.
Yeah, but he was actually not a bad guy, though.
The new batch.
Hold on, I need
now,
to...
was that civilized? No, clearly not. Fun, but in no sense civilized.
That weird-ass English professor gremlin. Because the whole thing was they did not want, Joe Dante did not want to make a sequel, but they were like, you have to make a sequel. Like, it's in your contract, it made this much money, and so you have to make a sequel. He's like, fine, fuck it, I'll make a sequel, and I'll show you guys. It was supposed to be, like, terrible, but it's great, because it's so over the top and ridiculous.
Did you ever see the Key and Peele sketch of them brainstorming Gremlins 2?
I don't remember it. But
it is
the
funniest thing where it's like this whole round table thing, and Jordan Peele comes in and he's like this like magical fairy guy, and he comes in and he's talking about, we're gonna make a sequel. Just throw out ideas. It doesn't matter. It's like, I don't know. Gremlins breakdancing. Yes, it's in the movie. We're putting it in, and he just keeps going around the table.
Hold
just
hold on, hold on. Here we go.
Y'all looking like a bunch of sad sacks. This is G2, people. We writing Gremlins 2. It should be a party with pizza and anchovies, pineapple. Just, oh God, this is come so on, lift up the spirits. Look, okay, I'm gonna put a little bit of spice into the mixture here. What if we did this? Everybody here gets to design their own gremlin. I don't see that the gremlin design is broken. It's called brainstorming, not brain drizzling, sweet pea. Okay?
Can we put the Hulkster in it?
What?
That's right, Hulk Hogan was in it.
You talking about putting Hulk Hogan, professional wrestler, turned actor, turned cultural icon, in the movie where he break the fourth wall of the movie in by talking to the audience. You, sir, are a raging psychopath. Don't let this down.
I love it. That's
don't
great.
Let this town take that away from me.
And it's like all the craziest stuff. And they'd say at the end, all this was actually in the movie. But no matter what ridiculous thing they say, he goes, yes, it is in the movie. I love it.
And that's literally, I think, how they made the movie. They're like, look, we have to make a movie, so let's just cram it full of. I love the gremlin that was like electricity or whatever, and he was like stuck in a phone. I haven't seen it since I was like 12 years old, so I think I'm remembering this right. And I do remember Hulk Hogan like breaking the fourth wall and like,
look, brother, you're gonna put the movie back on, or there's gonna be trouble.
That's what it was, yeah. Like he's in the movie theater again. Watching it or something, right?
Yep.
Talk about
there's a gremlin messing with the projector, and he tells that gremlin he better fix it.
Leaned into the comedy.
Yeah. Oh, it's so much funnier. And the thing was, when I first saw the the trailer for it, I thought it was going to be really scary. But then when I watched it on VHS, like a couple years after it came out, I was like, I can handle this if it's scary. Yeah, whatever. And I was like, that wasn't scary at all, but it was fucking great.
It was hilarious.
All right, do you remember in Belleville, and I think it was through the schools, and they do a thing over the summers where like your parents could buy dollar tickets
at the Lincoln.
Yep. Yeah. And I think that was the first time I saw Gremlins 2 was at the Lincoln on, they did them on Saturdays and Sundays. We went on Sundays because
it was great. Yeah.
Other people went to church and it was a lighter crowd. So,
yeah. Yeah, you could buy like movie packets. It's like $10 and then you could go to the movie every Saturday for free.
Yep.
And yeah, I saw Ghostbusters 2 that way too.
Yep.
Which we're not going to put on this list, but no. I do like Ghostbusters 2. I do. I didn't even think about Ghostbusters 2,
but yeah.
Yeah. I think it's very much like Back to the Future 2, though. I think it's like if you are a little bit older, then you're like, no, what are you talking about? The first one's obviously better. But if you, the first Ghostbusters movie, I saw the first Ghostbusters, but I was too young to really appreciate it. By the time 2 came out, I kind of understood movies a little bit. So I watched it. I was like, oh, this is great.
And anyway. They animated the Statue of Liberty with an NES advantage.
Yeah, they don't make Nikes in her size. And of course she's tough. She's a harbor chick. All right, next one is my pick, and it's this one. We need to get to this.
Luke Skywalker and Han Solo rescued the princess.
This is such a great Chief Dick trailer.
Yeah, I love it. End there. The creators of the biggest smash hit of all time bring you the next episode in the Star Wars saga, The Empire Strikes Back.
Jesus. The biggest smash hit of all time.
The continuing story of our band of heroes.
That's that they got the guy that would do the Rocky and Bullwinkle recaps to do the Star Wars.
Yeah, that's
Empire Strikes Back trailer.
I was just thinking the last couple of trailers we listened to. I was just thinking to myself, I love when we're doing movie ones because we play the trailers and we keep hearing the in a world. Yeah. And I love that whole thing. And then this, what is this?
You would think if there was anything, it would be in
a galaxy.
In a galaxy. Yeah, nothing.
Guys,
remember the first Star Wars that kicked ass? Well, here's another one. It's great, too.
They're not done. You thought they were done? Yeah. You're an idiot.
Han Solo, C-3PO, R2-D2, and...
I mean, this came out in 1980, right?
Is that
right?
Star Wars, man? Well, turn it up.
We'll be back by later to pick you up.
Oh, Chewbacca. And introducing Lando Calrissian. It's an epic.
The colored fella in space.
The one guy. The one black man.
The one black man in outer space.
Man, they really solidified that in Rise of Skywalker, where there's the other, besides John Boyega, there's the other black person, the girl. And then she talks to Lando, and she's like, I don't know who my father is. And then he's like, let's find out. And he's like, yep, because you're her dad. And please don't have sex with her, Lando. I know you want to.
Lando is always DTF.
I made a joke on my morning show this week. We were talking about Lando Lakes getting rid of the Native American girl.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know, they should just get rid of her and replace her with Billy Dee Williams and call it Lando Calrissian. And nobody knew what I was talking about.
Really?
You could leave it as Lando Lakes, but you just have to Lando alter the spacing.
Lakes. It's awesome.
Yeah, Lando Lakes, fine.
I would start buying it.
Huh? Yeah, and that was when I was like, okay, I need to start prefacing the jokes for people who aren't fucking nerds, I guess. And
I'd be like, sorry, Kerry Gold, I love your Irish sweet cream butter, but Billy D.
Billy D, come on.
Billy
I'm sorry.
D.
Dilly, it's smooth, like Billy D. So anyway, that goes on the list. Empire Strikes Back at number what again? What are we
13?
At?
13.
13.
Number 100.
So he's got 14.
So number 14 is my pick.
Yep.
Oh, man, I'm so torn because there's a couple that I really wanted to get on. Okay, you know what? I'm going to do this one because of all the Marvel movie, I don't know, what do you call it, franchise, all the Marvel movie, whatever, chapters, yep, different characters, the Captain America ones are my favorite. I always thought the very first one, whatever it was, the first Avenger was great. Avenger. Winter Soldier was great. But Civil War was so good.
Civil War is very good.
Technically a Captain America movie.
Do you remember me?
Yeah, it's more of an Avengers movie.
Your mom's name is Avengers. Sarah. He used Avengers to wear newspapers 2.5 in your shoes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
You're a wanted man.
Captain America's Civil War.
I don't do that anymore. Well, the people who think you did are coming right now. And they're not planning on taking you alive.
Captain, while a great many people see you as a hero, there are some who'd prefer the word vigilante. You've operated with unlimited power.
It was a damn good movie.
Yeah. And it was great that they folded two really iconic Marvel storylines into each other, because Civil War and the Infinity Saga are totally separate storylines, have nothing to do with each other in the Marvel Universe. In reality, the Infinity War actually came well before Civil War, but they folded it in by making it, okay, so, you know, Tony Stark and Captain America have a falling out because of Civil War.
Right.
And then because of that, Captain America goes into hiding and isn't around when they need him so much when it comes time to for the Infinity Saga. And that's up Tony like at an Endgame going, yeah, you know what? We needed you. Where the fuck were you, buddy?
No, it's great. Really good. Like I said, really good.
God damn it. They introduced Black Panther. They introduced Spider-Man.
Yeah, which right. That's huge. What I was going to say.
That's right. I forgot. That's huge. Spider-Man. Yeah.
They split everybody up. It was great. Like I said, Captain America was my favorite of all the Marvel character movies. And Civil War is my favorite of the Captain Americas.
Someday we should just do an Elite Eight of the best MCU movies, because... I mean, there's well over 16, but let's be honest, they're not all making it or even worth going over. But maybe an 8 or just 6 of the best MCU movies. I would love to have that out, because there's...
And I saw something, I want to say I watched something, and it was... It's always kind of fun with the Marvel movies, or any comic book movie for real, to see like a YouTube video of Kevin Smith's reaction, because he's such a nerd.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he's such a passionate nerd.
Yeah.
His movies haven't been good in a while, but he's such a passionate nerd. And he talked about Civil War. And he's like, you know, when it cuts to that part and it just says Queens, he's like, fucking yes, I know what's happening here. I know what's happening. And he gushed about Tom Holland like doing a pretty legit Queens accent.
Yeah.
Which I don't know.
I wouldn't even know. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know from Adam, but he's like, that's a legit Queens accent. But the discussion has been made about Tom Holland, and, you know, Tobey Maguire was a really good Peter Parker, but not a great Spider-Man. And Andrew Garfield was a good Spider-Man, but a terrible Peter Parker.
Terrible.
But Tom Holland's good at both.
Great at both. Yeah, he is. Yeah. Cause Tobey Maguire was great as Peter Parker, he's still too nerdy for Spider-Man, and Andrew Garfield was cool as Spider-Man, but too cool to be Peter Parker.
Yeah, yeah, Peter Parker was not that slick.
And no, Tom Holland's perfect. Who knew we needed a British guy? I didn't
know. No, he does it really well, and I love the whole, the snot-nosed, you know, smart mouth. He does it, he pulls it off much better than the others.
And I like that. One of the
he catches fucking Winter Soldier. He's like, dude, you got a metal arm? That's awesome.
I was one of the few people that actually liked the Amazing Spider-Man movies with Andrew Garfield. I mean, I didn't think they were great, but I thought, they're in my head, they were better than Spider-Man 3. Because that was just god awful, and I thought I really liked Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man, but he sucked as Peter Parker. But I thought they were good movies and went in an interesting direction. I also understand why people hated them too. when they announced
they went the Gwen Stacy route instead of the Mary Jane Watson.
Yeah, yeah. When they announced that they were going to be making new Spider-Man movies, and everyone's like, "We need new Spider-Man movies." It's like, "Yeah, we do. Yeah, I'm fine with. What is wrong with you people? We can't have enough new Spider-Man movies. Shut up."
Because they, they keep screwing it up.
Yeah, that's like,
Tom Holland's great though. Tom Holland is Spider-Man.
We're going to eat steak again? Yeah. We had steak 2 days ago. I'm sorry that we had steak 2 days ago. We're going to have steak again. Shut your mouth and eat the steak.
Shut up and eat your filet. I do, my Roman, and I know it's the different film, but Roman came home one day and I died laughing because he was singing the Spider-Man song. You know, Spider-Man, doing the things that a spider can. And then all of a sudden I realize he's going... everything is getting dark. I don't feel good, Mr. Stark. Watch out. There goes Spider-Man.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I was dying. I was like, that is the most horrible and funny thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I the first time I saw Endgame, or not Endgame, but what's the one before?
Infinity War.
The first time I saw Infinity War, I was like too captivated by everything to really take that scene in emotionally. And then the second time I watched it, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's his son, more or less.
That hit me in the cry parts right away. Like,
All right. James, you have the next pick.
I have the penultimate,
number 15.
Fitting.
I am going to go with number 2 on the list.
Number 2. Oh, perfect. I was going to go with that one myself.
Same make.
These were taken at the West Highland Police Station, 1984. You were there.
Same model.
There's a lot of places in 1984.
These were taken today.
You have to let me see my son. He's in great danger.
A lot of places in 1984. Listening to Halen.
Mission.
Owning shit.
He was programmed to destroy the future.
You don't know what it's like to try to kill one of these things.
Now his mission...
Get down.
...is to protect it.
Mom!
Come with me if you want to live.
You're really real.
His loyalty is to a child.
Who sent you?
You did. 35 years from now.
And his enemy...
He's a Terminator like you, right?
Not like me.
...is the deadliest machine ever built.
There you go. Terminator 2, Judgment Day from 1991. Also falls into a category... I think most people would agree that Terminator 2 is better than the first Terminator. Yes. But I didn't see the first Terminator until well after I'd seen T2.
When
I saw it, I was like, well, I'm glad they made Terminator 2, but I can't believe that this movie did well enough for them to even consider making a sequel to it. I didn't think it was that good.
T2 was, or Terminator was cool until you saw T2.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Then you saw everything they could do with it. You're like,
that's what he wanted to do.
What he wanted to do, but didn't have the computers yet.
Back in 1984.
I think that's the beauty of James Cameron versus George Lucas. Is James Cameron's like, yeah, that could have been better, but you know, it was what it was, and it is of its time, and fine.
Yeah.
He's not going back and
trying to redo
digitally
shit.
Remastering yeah. Terminator.
Yeah. Ugh. God bless.
Yeah, thank God.
But
yeah.
They blew their load on the villain in T2.
Yeah, there's
done better since.
I've not even seen the sequels to it because the only one that I thought about was, I think it was Genesis, where he's like old. I thought that's kind of a cool concept, but I don't know.
Genesis was actually better than I thought it would. Roman got on a Terminator kick, and with Roman, I rewatched all the films, and then the last one that just came out, it was what, last year, we went to the theater and saw it right after it came out. He was all excited about it, and it's good.
Yeah.
I liked it. The whole if you watch, you know, literally from one all the way through, It's an enjoyable series of films.
Okay. Maybe I'll try that someday. Because Henry really likes the Terminator movies. We haven't watched the ones after two, though, but he likes the first two. So maybe we'll sit down and watch them all. All right. We have one final pick to go. Pick number 16, which is mine. And we will get to it right after this.
You got to wait.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah. All right, we are back, and it is time for pick number 16 of our list of sequels that are better than the originals. Here's what we have so far. Batman Returns, Die Hards with a Vengeance, Captain America's Civil War, Army of Darkness, Gremlins 2, The New Batch, Back to the Future 2, Toy Story 3, The Road Warrior, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Kill Bill Volume 2, Logan, The Empire Strikes Back, The Dark Knight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and Thor. Ragnarok. God, we are missing one, and I'm going to pick that one right now, and it is this.
Just tell me one thing, Burke. You're going out there to destroy them, right? Not to study, not to bring back, but to wipe them out.
That's the plan.
All right, people, on the ready line. Yeah. Iron Man!
Yeah! Yeah!
Iron Man!
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! On the ready line, Marine! Get down to die!
It's aliens. It's a great movie. I loved Alien. I love the first movie. I was almost hesitant to put Aliens on the list because they're totally different movies. Aliens is an action movie. It is an amazing action movie. It basically invented the idea of a first-person shooter game. it plays out like a video game, and it's so well done. And you know, it tugs on the heartstrings in the right parts too, because it's, you know, Ripley trying to protect the little girl Newt decided to fucking ruin in the first 5 minutes. And then,
If I'm not mistaken, one of the first action films with a female lead.
Yes, yeah, very much so.
The hero, and then just badass. It's great.
Alien is great, but it's a straight up horror movie. It's a haunted house movie, more or less, and it's great. They're just totally different movies. Ripley's character is totally different because in the first one, she's not much of a badass.
Rightfully, she's terrified.
Yes, and then by the second one, she's like, "I've had it up to here with all these motherfucking aliens on this motherfucking planet."
All these motherfucking aliens on this motherfucking spaceship.
Yeah, and she's great. James and I once, I think we sat down and watched all the Alien movies, and of all the ones that were out at that point, so it was like the early 2000s. I liked Alien. I liked
and maybe
Alien
Resurrection.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Resurrection's not as bad as it gets.
Yeah. Alien 4. I liked Aliens 4 Resurrection a lot more than Aliens 3. I hated Aliens 3. I love David Fincher, who directed it. But Alien 4 was directed by the guy that did, like, Amelie, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody argues with me and everybody thinks
that's why
crazy.
You brought Ron Perlman in.
Alien versus Predator is a good movie.
I've never seen it.
It's good.
Aliens 3, I hate it because the first, like, 5 minutes, they killed Newt. Like, her thing broke, and so she's like this old woman. I can't remember what it is, but she's dead at the beginning of Aliens 3. And Henry and I watched Alien and then Aliens, and he was like, "You watch Aliens 3?" I was like, "No." And he's like, "Why?" I was like, "Because remember, like, the great movie you just saw where she's protecting this little girl? They ruined that in the first 5 minutes of the next one, so no."
They kind of like,
you know why I don't want to watch it? Because the fucking horse drowns in the mud.
Well, they could have fixed it. They could have. She landed on the planet and then sent Newt off to be with someone else, and that's heartbreaking for her to say goodbye to Newt. And then the alien's there again or something, you know? But they, ugh. It just bothered
me. Okay, I understand.
Alien 3 is not that bad of a movie.
Go watch it.
Except
Alien
for the
Predator.
First 5 minutes.
James, have you seen the movie?
Which movie is that?
Alien vs. Predator.
Alien vs. Predator? No.
You should watch it. It's good.
I was familiar with the video game.
I went into it like expecting this just god-awful, you know, just terrible, like a Halloween 3, you know, just what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
And no, I enjoyed the shit out of it. It's a good movie.
You know, it's funny. I mean, not that we would have it on here, but Halloween 3 would belong on this list as far as some people are concerned, because it has nothing to do with Michael Myers. It was just a movie that they slapped the word Halloween on and then put the number 3.
Yeah.
It has to do with like these masks, like killing children or something like that.
Yeah, like making weird snakes and stuff come out of your face.
Yeah. And, but a lot of people think that that's the best Halloween movie.
God, that, like, is so weird. That is the worst Halloween. Because it has nothing to do with Halloween. Yeah, it's just like we made a horror movie, and they're like, I don't know, call it Halloween 3.
Yeah, we just got to slap this on there. All right, time to vote.
Charles S. Dutton was
Charles S. Dutton. Rock.
Charles Dance was in that movie, too.
Really? In Alien 3?
Yeah, Alien 3, yeah.
Ah, Charles Dance from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Also, when I looked up best sequels of all time, they brought up the concept of Silence of the Lambs,
which is kind of
sketchy.
I had pretty much decided most of my list, but I went and looked last night at a couple of websites to see what the people were, you know, and yeah, I saw that one too and thought, no, I would argue that.
Yeah,
because you have a different Hannibal Lecter. Now, I liked Red Dragon.
I loved Red Dragon. I thought that was a really good movie. Yeah, I didn't like Hannibal. I thought that was not a great movie.
No, but
Silence of the Lambs being a sequel to Manhunter is like saying that like the Quarrymen or the Beatles are a sequel to the Quarrymen or something. Like, yeah, there's some of the same people in it, but they're not the same band.
And honestly, it's the same author, and that's the only through line.
Yeah, and that's about it. Yeah, because there's none of the same actors, not directed by the same guy, not nearly as good a movie at all. Manhunter is just, I mean, David Cox is a great actor, but he's not great as Hannibal Lecter. Yeah. All right, time to vote.
He didn't own it.
He did not. I mean, I will agree that Silence of the Lambs is a much better movie. I just disagree that it's a sequel.
Yeah.
Here we go. Round one. Batman versus, or Batman Returns versus Aliens. All right. I guess that was an easy one. We're all going to say Batman Returns, of course.
I was going to say Aliens.
All right, fine. Die Hard with a Vengeance versus Captain America Civil War.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Die Hard.
That
love Civil War, but
friggin' Die Hard with a
video. Did either of you play the video game for that too? There was a great video game that came out for Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Yeah. It was really good. Yeah. I loved it. I
did not know that.
Yeah, it was a lot of cab driving.
No, that was Crazy Cab.
Oh, right. That was Grand Theft Auto.
There was also a Simpsons taxi game.
There was. That was a really fun game.
No.
Yep. All right. Die Hard with a Vengeance is my pick. You guys?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Okay. Army of Darkness versus Gremlins 2, The New Batch. Wow, those are very similar in a lot of ways.
Wow, that's tough.
Comedy horror, and also the fact that they are sequels to movies that took themselves a lot more serious than the sequels did. But man,
hey, sometimes your dad tries to be Santa and gets stuck in the chimney and dies.
Jesus Christ. I forgot we were watching that movie with Henry when he was like 7 years old, and I was like, yeah, let's just skip through this scene. Let's just like, I wasn't worried about him seeing gremlins like murder old people, but I didn't want him to not believe in Santa Claus.
I'm gonna say Army of Darkness.
Being a baron. Army of Darkness. I'm gonna agree with Army of Darkness.
Okay,
you love me some Gremlins too, though. Back to the Future 2 versus Toy Story 3. My two picks.
John v. John.
I'm going to say Toy Story 3.
James, what do you say?
I can't definitively say that I've ever seen Toy Story 3.
Oh, okay. It's really good. I just don't think that it's better than Toy Story, more so than I think Back to the Future 2 is better than Back to the Future.
So what's I will go with Back to the Future 2 because I can't vote on Toy Story.
All right.
And what did you say, John?
I said,
Toy Story.
I said Toy Story.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you.
You're going to go? Okay, Toy Story. Yeah. Moves
Back
on.
To the Future 2 is out.
Okay. The Road Warrior, sequel to Mad Max versus National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I'm going NLCV.
Yeah, I gotta go Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. Moves
so
on.
It goes.
I mean, it, especially if you count that Christmas Vacation is a sequel to European Vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kill Bill Volume 2 versus Logan. Oh, good one. I'm gonna go with Logan just because Logan is so totally different from the movies that
previous.
It's a sequel to.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas Kill Bill Volume 2 is kind of just it's more like Kill Bill.
It's basically
two.
A really
it's
long
like the
movie
second chapter,
yeah.
Right? Because which is what it was.
That was why I struggled with putting it on because it wasn't designed as a sequel per se. It was just one massive movie that they're like, you can't do that. And he's like, well, fine.
Fine.
I didn't realize.
You know what I'll do? I'll fucking do this. This is what I'll do.
I started poking around online last night. I didn't realize there's so much argument over whether one or two is a better movie.
Oh, I didn't know.
Volume one or volume two. Yeah, there's a lot of heated debate over that.
Again, right, again, so. I'd say Kill Bill is a John Wick movie. Kill Bill 2 is a slow burn. It's character
it's
development.
It's a Tarantino movie, yeah.
It's what you need. It's what you needed after one. Like, you can't do one again.
All right.
That's dumb.
So, what are you guys voting for? Logan or Kill Bill Volume 2?
I'll go Logan.
Logan? Logan moves on.
All right.
The Empire Strikes Back versus... Oh, damn it. Really? The Empire Strikes Back versus The Dark Knight. I can't not vote for Empire. I mean, and I also
it's
think
so
Empire is a much
like
it's so much better.
Star Wars is a good movie.
Yeah,
The Empire Strikes Back is a fantastic movie.
Star Wars is a good movie that I have to have like film nerds explain to me why it's such a good movie. Though, like, I love the movie and I love the lore and the world. I love, you know, the galaxy far, far away, and I love the story to an extent. But there's so many like hinky parts where George Lucas is not a great director.
No,
that shine through in comparison to what a great director Lawrence Kasdan is in Empire. But I've seen like film nerds say like, oh my god, no, look at like the way he set up this scene, it's perfect and everything. I'm like, okay, I guess. But the fact that you have to tell me that makes me think that it's not that great.
No, and it's a director's director and all that. But the thing that cracked me up about it is, as a kid, I don't know. When I was a kid, I thought Luke Skywalker was the coolest. And then when I got a little older and watched it again, I'm like, what a whiny bitch.
Little shit.
How is this whiny little
station to buy some power converter?
Yeah, what the fuck is a power converter? Why are you whining about buying it? You're not going to Tosche Station for power converter. You're going there to drink some of that blue milk, you little shit. Don't lie to your mom and dad, which they are, by the way. They raised you from a baby, Luke. Yeah. And you call them
clearly,
Aunt Beru.
Luke clearly had a blue milk problem.
Yeah.
Well, not only that.
You saw it.
You know, there's hookers down there by the cantina.
All right. So Empire versus Dark Knight. I'm going Empire.
Yeah.
Empire moves on. Yeah.
Dark Knight's out.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day versus Thor Ragnarok. I got to go T2.
Wow. I'm going to say Thor.
Do you love Thor, though? No love against Thor, but I don't know. Let me think about it though, because Thor Ragnarok is so much better than the first two Thor movies.
Yeah, way better.
And Terminator's not a bad movie.
No.
Whereas Thor 2 is a bad movie, but I'm still gonna go. I like T2 better.
I think I'm gonna go with Ragnarok.
Ragnarok moves on. All right,
nice.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. All right. Next round.
I voted against my own pick there, but yeah.
Aliens versus Die Hard with a Vengeance. I got to go Die Hard with a Vengeance. Aliens is good, but it's just so
different.
Game
over, man. game yeah, over. That's it, man. Game over.
It's so good, but it's like Alien was still, and Die Hard's a really good movie. But again, this is the third one in the franchise,
and way Die Hard 2, better than the second one.
Yeah, the second one sucked. I mean, it didn't suck, but it's just not very.
No, it kind of sucked.
It kind of sucked.
By comparison, it sucked.
Right. It's just the same movie. They just remade Die Hard, but put it in an airport.
And threw in some.
And they had death shit from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey doing nude yoga.
Yeah. What was it? From like 1988 to like 1992, if you made an action movie, you had to have a gratuitous shot of some dude's like muscle tone sculpted ass in there. For no reason. Like, I've asked women
Mel,
this before.
Mel Gibson ass was not unfamiliar to Lethal, the Lethal yeah, Weapon.
Sorry to start over. I think, Rod, remember I asked Rebecca that. Like, is there something in women that they want to see men's asses? And she's like, no, I'm more attractive to forearms. So I don't understand, like, who is that for exactly?
Yeah, but she's at that whole Popeye fetish.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The Popeye Mark McGuire fetish.
Yeah, yeah. All right, anyway, Aliens versus Die Hard with a vengeance.
I'm going to go with Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Die Hard with a Vengeance as well. Boom. All there right, we go. Army of Darkness versus Toy Story 3. Which is,
I'm sticking with Army of Darkness.
Mashup. I'm going to say Army of Darkness as well, actually. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation versus Logan. I'm going to go with Logan. Again, this isn't which one we'd like better as a movie. It's which one of these is better than the original. And Vacation is a great movie. The original National Plan. Whereas I don't think.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed.
Any of the X-Men movies were great. I think they were very good. I don't think they were great. Whereas I think Logan is fantastic.
I'll go with Logan on that.
All right.
Logan moves on. Empire Strikes right, Back versus Thor Ragnarok.
That one stings.
Movies that are better, the sequels that are better than the original. I'm sorry. I it's almost not worth doing the list. I think I said this last week. Empire's going to win. I got to vote for Empire.
I'm saying Thor.
You son of a bitch. Fuck you. You know, you just got to be that guy, don't you?
Ooh, look. Only because I'm so different. Loved, don't get me wrong, Empire's a way better movie, but I loved Star Wars. And yeah. You know what I mean? I did not care for the Thor films until the third one.
Yeah, you make a good point, but I'm still sticking with Empire.
Because
I think if you didn't have Empire, Star Wars would have been considered a great movie in its own right. But Empire's so much better than Star Wars that's why I'm voting for it. Because it's one thing to make a great movie after some bad movies. It's another thing to take a really great movie and then make an even better movie.
Double down, yeah.
Yeah, double down.
So my point on this, we're arguing before open court.
Mm-hmm.
Ragnarok, fantastic. Right. A fun twist on the Thor character, utilizing Chris Hemsworth's comedic timing.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hiddleston's as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really solid. Really legit. Empire, though.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. Yeah.
I will say this.
I am your father.
I loved Star Wars. Empire made it. After you saw Empire, you knew that was going to be a favorite for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There are consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you built the Death Star. It's not done.
Yeah. Yeah, shit ain't over.
Yeah. All right. Empire.
Empire moves on. Final four, Die Hard with a Vengeance versus Army of Darkness for best movie that is I keep saying it wrong. Best sequel better than a movie, whatever.
I'm going to say, damn it.
I'm going to say
Army of Darkness is better, yeah. More better. How am I trying to say that?
Is a better sequel.
Yeah, a better sequel.
Is better than the original.
Way better than
Die Hard
original.
Is to
Die Hard to Die Hard with Vengeance is it? Yeah, I'm gonna Army Darkness. Based on the criteria of the list, I'm voting Army Darkness.
Because I really didn't like the first Evil Dead movies, and I really love Army of Darkness. But I love Die Hard with a Vengeance, and I like it a lot more than Army of Darkness. Not that I don't like Army of Darkness,
right?
But Die Hard with a Vengeance is just great. I gotta go Die Hard. James.
Hmm. But Die Hard with it too.
Die Hard with a Vengeance moves on. Logan versus The Empire Strikes Back. Whichever one of these will go up.
It was a solid argument, Rod. And if you take it before the Supreme Court, I think you might win. But
I got you. On this one, I'm going to just say Empire.
Empire. I'm going to say Empire too. Is that it? That's it. All right. So then the final. This is actually good. I'm fine with this being a final. Okay, because you have two movies that I loved when I was a young man, and now I love as a middle-aged man.
I will tell you this.
Yep.
If I was to sit down and, you know, flip through channels like you used to do and hit either one of these movies, I immediately stop flipping channels.
Yep, you're done. You're in there. You're in
there. Yep, I'm watching this now.
Comes down to Die Hard with a Vengeance. Die Hard 3 versus The Empire Strikes Back, otherwise known as Chapter 5, because George Lucas is a fucking moron. sorry.
He had a genius plan from the start, and don't you even
I love
worry.
People always say that, yeah, except for when Star Wars came out, it didn't say Episode 4.
Yeah, no.
It just said Star Wars.
It wasn't Star Wars scroll. Episode 4, A New Hope.
No, I do buy the theory that he had an idea for this whole arc of a story and realized they're only going to let me make one of these.
Yeah.
And basically tried to pick what he thought would be the best part.
Right. Okay, I am going to go with Empire because I'm a boring person.
I'm going to say Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Just to make it.
No, because here again, I like Die Hard. I really like Die Hard with a Vengeance is my favorite of the.
More of an improvement over the original Die Hard than Empire is over Star Wars?
Yes.
Okay. James.
I'm going to go with Rod here. I'm gonna go Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Wow! I am blown away. Blown. Die Hard with a Vengeance wins.
Yes.
Did a Jar Jar Binks kind of.
Misa blown away.
Misa no understand.
I did not see that coming.
Sometimes I spin logic.
All right. Wait. What was the logic again?
Die Hard with a Vengeance is more of an improvement over Die Hard than Empire is over Star Wars.
I disagree with that totally. I think they look like, I think Star Wars and Empire look like two totally different movies. But I'm fine with it. That's fine. I love Die Hard with a Vengeance, and I am fine with that being the winner. Next week, we're going to go back to doing music lists, and we're just going to do a random weird one, and it's just best songs that begin with the letter R. That is it.
That's really it. Okay, cool.
Yep. That is all it is going to be. And
direct all hate mail about this finale to me.
Or me at I don't give a shit, kiss my ass at gmail.com. I wonder if I can register that. Hold on. Let me see.
I don't know. Can you do swear words?
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't be able to, though. I just have never tried it.
Because we're not adults.
I can't do it. I'll let you know. You know what? Yes, you can. You can. I just registered it. I don't give a shit. Kiss my ass at gmail.com. If you don't like the results of this, please direct everything there. So until next week, see you guys later.
Take this, bitch.